One of the girls grabbed her behind the head because she's got very long hair. And I mean, she grabbed on it that when they pulled her away from Emily, she had basically grabbed a clump of hair. My daughter's got a couple of bald patches on the back of her head. Another girl had grabbed her arm and twisted it behind her back. Another girl had her in a leg lock, had her head in between her legs towards the ground. Emily trying to get out of the situation. She was fighting for her life. She bit the girl in the leg. Her face and her cheek is bruised. Bruised and scratched. She's got scratches on her arm. The bruising is scary because it's on her neck, the front of her neck, behind her neck, her back, because I threw her towards a McDonald's bin and hard. My daughter walks like a little old lady because her back is so sore. She can't straighten it up and she can't bend.
There's a lot of CCTV down that area. Did you raise this with the local guard, the local police? And if so, what have they said? And are they going to access the CCTV?
They've already accessed the CCTV. They've already got names. But I'm just basically asking for witnesses to come forward because the CCTV footage didn't catch what happened before. It can't see where the tables are by McDonald's. It can't see beyond that.